A popular East Lansing park is in the midst of a major transformation. All week, dozens of volunteers have been hammering, lifting, and drilling sections of what will become a new playground at Patriarch Park. They're expecting to wrap up work today. In current state's Kevin Lavery's been following their progress. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Mark.
And all this activity is triggered by a new play structure there, correct?
Yes. Many people in East Lansing who visited Patriarch Park remember the elaborate wooden playground that was built in 1995. It was made out of pressure-treated wood that was legal at the time, but has since been deemed a health hazard. Nobody was ever hurt because of it, but the East Lansing Rotary Club and others decided to raise money to build a new playground. On Tuesday, I visited the site, and the first person I met was Tim McCaffrey. He's the director of Parks and Recreation for the city of East Lansing, and he told me about the old playground that's since been torn down.
Yeah, the wood structure was a great community build project. In fact, in 1995, it was another joint project between the City of East Lansing and the Rotary Club of East Lansing. But the wood that was in the project was deteriorating. And on top of that, the wood was CCA-treated lumber. And the A in CCA stands for arsenic, you know, which is a known carcinogen. So, you know, you can do some things to make the problem not as bad. But what we decided to do was just, because of the deterioration of the structure, we just decided to say, let's go right from the start and start all over again and build a brand new structure.
This is day two of a four-day build. What was your turnout like yesterday, and provided the weather cooperates, what you may expect for the duration of the project?
We have, I believe we had about 50 volunteers yesterday out here. We have close to 50 again today. And if the weather cooperates with us, it's our expectation that the community build will be completed Thursday afternoon. If it doesn't cooperate, we'll have to go again on Friday, and we've got contingencies in place with additional volunteers. When it's all said and done, we're going to end up with probably 340 or 350 volunteers throughout the course of the week. So we're really excited about that.
What will this magnificent project look like when it's finished?
You're going to see a playground structure that spans, you know, several thousand square feet with a poured-in-place surface material. Although there's a number of playground structures in the area that have poured-in-place surface material, I don't think there's really any in the area that has. It'll have the size of the surface, or the mass of the surface, that this particular project will have. And then on top of that, we've got a rain garden project that we're putting in the north end of the property. We're going to capture all the rain. We're going to have three or four landscaping beds throughout the project. We're going to have a nice entry plaza with a pergola and some walkways leading you to the site. So I think folks will have the opportunity to be impressed when they come out and see the scope of the project.
When we're team lifting, we're going to use our legs. If I see you bent over, I will come and I will kick you in the butt. Is there anything else before I hand this over and we go work? Go!
All right, everybody, come out here, let's go!
I'm Rich Sinclair with Sinclair Recreation. I'm the owner.
I heard some of your safety lecture a few minutes ago, and you're not kidding, because this looks like a minefield. There are a series of holes that have punctured the ground. Each of them are at least 3 feet deep, and they're everywhere.
There are. And we've got over 125 holes throughout the pit, Kevin. So volunteer safety is key. We want to make sure that no one gets hurt, that they continue to stay and work. And our job is not just to make sure the playground gets built correctly using the volunteer labor, but also to make sure that the volunteers have a good time and are glad that they've come out and volunteered their time and efforts to help do this for their community.
How's it shaping up so far? I'm seeing a lot of red or burgundy-colored metal poles that will become the framework for things like jungle gyms, and there's a very large swing set over here. What's our status at this point?
Right now, we're running ahead of schedule. Don't tell anybody. We want them to keep working hard, but we've got two sets of concrete pours that we're going to do today. We're going to do one at midday. We have some pieces that need a little more time to get set up, so we're going to pour those at noon, and then depending on what the weather does for us and how hard our volunteers work, we'll determine how much of the large ADA ramped structure, which is kind of the big piece that people will be able to see, will be able to be poured this afternoon as well.
What do you think of the civilians who have volunteered for this army?
We can't do it without them. I've got 10 people here, but if just the 10 of us were doing it, even though this is all we do, it would take us weeks. So, you know, it's a great way to engender a spirit of volunteerism. We encourage people to bring their children, senior citizens, people of all different abilities and experiences, and we try to engage each one of them with the skill set and experience level that they have. Volunteerism is a dying art, and projects like these are a great way to rekindle that within a community.
I see your name is Mario. Mario, what's your last name?
McLean. I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
And what do you think so far?
It's looking nice. It's good to see everybody out here working together for the greater sense of the community, and I'm proud to be a part of this project.
What have you been working on so far this morning?
So far, we've been working on the swings, just digging the right holes, making sure everything is aligned correctly. So that's what we're trying to finish up today.
Half the battle is not standing in a hole.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of holes out here, but you got to be careful, be safe at all times.
I'm Linda Emery from Kohl's. We are assembling swings for the swing set, and we've been out here for an hour or so. I think it's a really cool project. I can't wait to bring kids out here. I gotta get some kids though, because mine are too big, but I can't wait to come back and play.
So they're too big for the swings?
Yeah, but I have some nieces and nephews I might have to bring over.
What will that feel like when you tell your nieces and nephews that you helped build this? Are they gonna believe you?
They probably will believe me, but my children will warn them that if mom built it, you might not wanna go on that one. I'm glad there's professionals here to check our work.
Spencer Cheek, and I'm the Senior Vice President and General Manager at Game Time.
And that's based in Alabama?
Correct, Fort Payne, Alabama.
Welcome to the North.
Thank you, thank you. It's a little cooler up here.
Tell me how your company builds projects like this and manufactures projects like this.
It is a completely make-to-order process. So we will actually take an order and then we'll start from scratch. We'll take the tube, we'll weld, we'll bend, we'll paint. We actually have 4 rotomold plastic machines where we'll mold the plastic, we'll coat the decks, everything soup to nuts, fully integrated process.
This is replacing a nearly 20-year-old wood infrastructure system that was laden with CCA-treated wood. Your thoughts on putting a much safer product up here in its place?
It's a long time coming. We're just proud that we could be a part of it. This system will be here for 20 years as well. So we look forward to having this for the community for many years to come.